This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Rami Rahim. How are you, Rami?
Doing very well. Thank you, Robert.
And Rami is the CEO of Juniper Networks. This is a company about $5 billion, almost 10,000 employees. Mm-hmm. Talk about what your business model is.
Sure. So Juniper is a company that focuses on innovation in IP networking and security, which means that we're providing connectivity and cybersecurity for companies that are focusing on mission-critical networks. And those would be Fortune 500-type enterprises, telecom operators, service providers, and increasingly are the cloud providers. And Juniper is a company that is at the heart of this cloud transformation that is happening across all industries, because with any cloud transformation, you need to have robust, secure connectivity. That's the business that we're in.
So let's talk for now about the cloud, because
yeah,
CEOs are saying there's a great opportunity in there, and there are also challenges as well. What do you see happening in the cloud that becomes a great opportunity for CEOs?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a question that I tend to answer or have a discussion with pretty much all of our customers about. CIOs of large enterprises wake up every day wondering how it is that they're going to prevent their companies from being disrupted by smaller, innovative upstarts that have leveraged technology.
And if I could interrupt you, you're saying CIOs, and I can guarantee that CEOs these days are thinking that deeply.
I will not disagree with that. CIOs, CEOs, boards of directors are all worried about disruption. The problem is, if you ask a technologist or the CIO what they're focusing on, 90% of their resources today are stuck keeping the lights on. They're stuck doing mundane work, just maintaining status quo. I mean, literally, I've heard this figure anywhere between 75% and 90%. So how can you possibly innovate in ways that are truly meaningful to advancing the state of the art or advancing business models if 90% of your resources are stuck maintaining legacy? The answer to that problem is in fact the cloud. By moving workloads, applications to the cloud, whether it be a public cloud like an AWS or an Azure or a private cloud, what you're doing is you're freeing up resources that can now focus on business, and you're achieving a tremendous amount of agility, whereas the prior model was far more rigid and you couldn't move and innovate as fast. That's the promise of the cloud, and that's exactly at the heart of our strategy as a company.
So if that 90% was prior to the cloud, once a company's using the cloud,
yeah,
what percent is still tied up on mundane?
It's a great question. I don't even have a specific figure, but I have seen this transformation happen with large banks, software as a service providers. Pretty much anybody that has gone down this journey has achieved some level of success, and it's not a little, it's meaningful. You know, you could go from 75% that's stuck in just keeping the lights on to 50 to 25%, because at this point you're essentially highly automating processes that were very much manually intensive in the past. So the success stories are abundant, and they're pretty compelling.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Rami Rahim, who is the CEO of Juniper Networks. Now, the cloud is a very crowded cloud. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of companies who realize what you're talking about, the benefits of being involved. How do you differentiate what Juniper does?
Absolutely. Cloud has become a way of life for pretty much many customers across all verticals. The service providers, the cloud providers, enterprises. And the thing that happens when you're moving towards a cloud model that is of most importance is the idea of moving manual work that's error-prone, that's expensive, to highly automated processes that's driven through software, where 80% of Juniper's development today is, in fact, in software. Much of what has made us successful, that has allowed us to go from no revenue to $5 billion of revenue over the last couple of decades, has been around innovating in areas that allows our customers to highly automate their networks. And that turns out to be of paramount importance as you start to move workloads and applications to the cloud. There's one aspect, I think that's one aspect of our differentiation. The other one is just about scale and performance, especially for the hyperscale cloud providers that are seeing unbelievable, unprecedented growth in the adoption of their public clouds. The sheer volume of traffic that needs to be handled securely and with resiliency is pretty staggering. It's growing at leaps and bounds each and every year. And not all network infrastructure can keep up with that kind of scale at the velocity that we are doing. And it requires innovation in silicon design, in optics, in software, which is sort of what our strength is as a company.
And you are really focused. Everyone knows Juniper for innovation.
We are very much a technology-oriented company. The founders of the company were very technical. Juniper's founder, Pradeep Sindhu, is, in fact, very much still involved in the day-to-day of the company. I, myself, spent practically all of my 20 years in the company as a...
You were number 32, is that right? And now you're close to 10,000.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. But I'll tell you, to this day, I leverage all of my technical background in the company in asking the right questions, in making the right decisions. Obviously, there are many facets to my job, but the most enjoyable one is the part where I'm on a whiteboard with our distinguished engineers solving meaningful problems for our customers.
That sounds great. And after break, in several minutes, we will talk about more of your leadership philosophy and what you love doing. But let's stay on the customer, because now hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in, and give me an example of a customer you worked with who had a challenge and what you did to help them solve that problem.
Sure. Well, let's take an example of a large bank, an international bank, that had a sprawling set of data centers that were not automated, that provided a pretty inconsistent experience for the bank's employees and for the bank's customers. They needed to reduce costs, so standardize on a fewer number of data centers, increase the agility at which they can offer new applications to their investment bankers, their wealth management associates, as well as the rest of their employees. And they immediately saw the value of moving to a highly automated environment. Fast forward, we had the initial discussion two, three years ago. Fast forward to today, they have the ability to spin up new data centers, workloads, applications in minutes instead of in what was months.
Wait. They've shifted from months to minutes.
Absolutely. Ow. It's by taking a whole bunch of activities that were done by humans and shifting them to software. See, there's a lot of talk in the industry today about automation or artificial intelligence and the advantage that robotics apply to certain industries. The equivalent of robots in the networking industry is software. Software that automates processes that were traditionally very manual in nature historically. So Whereas in the past, you literally had human beings racking and stacking equipment and then testing it by plugging in ports and doing very manual work, now that process can be completely automated using software. So the moral equivalent of robots in this industry are software. We develop that software for our customers. We provide the professional services that helps them in automating the manual activities of the past.
You know, it sounds like in, I think it was 1898 at the World's Fair, they invented the file cabinet.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, you know, the same way the file cabinet transformed the ability for organization and work, that's what cloud is really doing.
In some sense, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we're about to take a break now, and we're learning about the model that Juniper has of scale, where it could reach everyone and where everything is moving to software. When we come back, we're going to talk more about, like you were mentioning, AI, about the future, the Internet of Things, and then we're going to hear about Rami's leadership philosophy, where in Glassdoor, ready for this, top rated, got 95, one of the few CEOs in the United States. Back in a few.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Rami Rahim. I got choked up on the forum. I couldn't even say it. And Rami is the CEO of Juniper Networks, a company with about 10,000 employees and about $5 billion in revenue, and focused on really leading the way in the cloud. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what the future holds. Mm-hmm. You were talking a little bit about AI. Some of the positives, some of the negatives. Yeah. Explain more.
A huge amount of buzz around AI as a concept today in across all industries, obviously. I think there's sort of a lot of interesting dialogue around the threat of general AI, right? Where this is the stuff of C-3PO and R2-D2 and of movies. But I think the more interesting conversations are around narrow AI, narrow artificial intelligence. And this is artificial intelligence that's specifically targeting, solving very specific use cases. So think here the progress has been unbelievable. I mean, think here, this is where Google has demonstrated they can defeat the world's best Go player, a challenge that was thought to be absolutely impossible by machines using AI. You see what's happening to the automotive industry today with artificial intelligence now being applied to cars that are collecting data from sensors on a daily basis. Millions of miles of data now being used to improve the self-driving capabilities of automobiles. I mean, yes, AI is not new, but I'd say that the progress being made just in the last year in the automotive industry has been staggering. Similar potential can be applied to networking. So I talked a lot about automation of networks, and that's sort of taking steps that were very manual in the past, moving them to software, essentially the equivalent of robots in the space. But I think there is much more than that to come in networking, and that is essentially self-running networks.
Absolutely.
Now, we're not there yet. And just like cars...
Should we be scared?
No, you shouldn't be scared at all. But this will be a phased approach. Just like in cars, you had power brakes, then power steering, then you had cruise control, and then you had sort of advanced cruise control that monitored distance. And now, in a Tesla, you can literally take your hands off the wheels, at least for a period of time, and the car will follow the road. These are meaningful steps being taken towards a self-driving car. Exactly the same sort of, or very similar set of steps can be taken in networking. Whereas in the past, you'd have humans that are monitoring certain activities in the network, traffic patterns, threat vectors. Are there security breaches that are happening in certain parts of the network? And then learning from those and then manually injecting policies and changes and configurations into the network that would adjust. That feedback loop will be a artificial intelligence-based automatic feedback loop in the future.
Wow. That's a great analogy. So what advice do you have to CEOs on how to handle this? And you are not allowed to say, get Juniper to be, the client.
That was
your answer.
That was my answer.
But that's from your heart.
That is definitely from my heart. But I'd say this... CEOs, CIOs, CISOs, chief information security officers that look at these problems can sometimes be daunted and intimidated by the sheer volume of noise and information that's out there, and they don't even know where to start. Right? How do I even take the first steps towards building a self-running network? My advice has always been: choose the partner first. Who is the partner that's going to help you move with agility through this journey, and then start small. I.e., don't take such a big bite out of the problem. Pick a specific use case. You know, choose one data center or a wide area network that connects your branch offices, and think about what specific metrics you want to achieve. So, for example, I want to reduce cost of operations by a certain amount. I want to see this much improvement in the agility of rolling out new services to my stakeholders. And use that as an opportunity to test your partner, how they engage with you and how they achieve meaningful results. Build confidence and then rinse and repeat.
Wow, that's a great remedy. So really, if you're hearing that, everyone, find a small part of your business, test, and the most important thing is finding the right partner. And speaking of the right people, the right partners, you have achieved a 95 on Glassdoor, which is really exceptional for a CEO. You have this great culture then of 10,000 people. What's the secret to that other CEOs could learn?
Well, thank you. And by the way,
if you're listening in, we are recording this in New York City, and there's the sirens to bring emphasis to your answer.
It certainly does. I don't know if I have a perfect recipe, to be honest, but let's just say that I do. I approach this job in a way that's extremely transparent. I think it's extremely important for me to level with our employees. And that means
good news and bad news.
Good news, bad news. You say it as it is. So, take for example our quarterly all hands meetings. We have them every quarter. The entire company is invited, and typically thousands of people show up. I make it a point of giving credit where credit is due, making sure that we are celebrating the success stories, and of course there are many at Juniper, but also making it very clear where we have fallen down, where we have not lived up to our expectations, or even worse, our customers' expectations. And, you know, when I first took the CEO job and I started to practice this approach, there were some people that reached out to me after these all-hands meetings that sort of felt, wow, that was very transparent of you. But there were others that were extremely happy and enthusiastic about it.
I want to interrupt you because you've just 2 minutes left, yeah. A little bit less than that. Juniper has always been known as a challenger. How do you maintain that and grow?
So that is, being a challenger company is part of our DNA. We grew up, we were born in an industry where we were competing with very large, deep-pocketed, formidable competitors. And the most important job or element of my job today is to make sure that we never lose that challenger mentality, which means we're not just challenging our competitors, but in many cases, as we become the incumbents, we're challenging ourselves, our own preconceived notions, our own approaches that we have taken historically, and making sure that we are in fact pivoting or acting on the right side of change in this industry.
Okay, you've about 30 seconds left. Tell us something unique about Rami, personality-wise, what you're really about.
Well, I'm a geek at heart. I have the CEO title, but I am a technologist to the core. And I think that helps me do the job that I do today, but it's also indicative of where I like to spend my time today. It's inventing and solving meaningful problems using technology. So that's who I am.
And everyone listening in, remember, you can create your own self-running network. That's the gold standard.
Yes,
great having you on the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is
so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and I'm with DeAndre 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's DeAndre. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Andy Unis. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great today, Robert.
And Andy is the co-founder and CEO of Rocket Software. We're going to hear the story how he started in his room with a pregnant wife
as a scientist to build this company that today has over 1,400 employees and has actually reinvented the technology industry. So talk about, there's a lot of technology companies. What exactly Rocket does that's completely different than anyone else?
Sure. So Rocket has really been focused lately on the modern mainframe. We've been investing in the mainframe for our entire 27 years, but we've really been building out technology, products, solutions around the modern mainframe. How do I take my existing mainframe technology and modernize it so that it's relevant for today's problems and problems into the future?
So the mainframe, I think of, okay, that's sort of a thing of the past. How many of the, say, Fortune 100 companies have major mainframes?
Yeah, most every Fortune 100 company has an IBM mainframe or many IBM mainframes running in their shop. You know, and I've been in this industry for my entire career, and I've heard over and over again, the mainframe, isn't the mainframe old? Isn't the mainframe something that, you know, used to be around? The mainframe is incredibly relevant today.
Why?
And we've been doing such bringing modern technology to that platform for a few years now. So why is it relevant today? Few reasons. Number one, most of the company's important data, a company's enterprise important data is running on a mainframe today, sitting on a mainframe today. Most of the company's important transaction processing is happening on a mainframe today. And to be able to access that data where it lives, not move it somewhere else, but access it where it lives in real time, provides a very secure environment and provides an environment where you can answer questions in real time. That's critically important.
So the first point is, it sounds like pretty much all major companies are still using mainframes and need to, and that's what's going to happen, but they need to be modernized.
And not even using it, using more of it today than ever before. There's more data sitting on mainframes today than ever before.
Here's the question. Isn't there a lot of dark data that's unusable and unstructured data that they can't use?
It's a great point and a great term. So we've been talking about shining the light on your dark data. People look at the mainframe data and said, oh, it's mainframe. How can I get access to it? And consider it dark data. So we have been developing solutions to shine the light on your dark data to show how easy it is to get to that data.
And how easy is it, actually?
So with our data virtualization technology, you can take all of your mainframe data, not just some of it, but all of your mainframe data, and make it as modern as you want it to look. So it could be accessed through various protocols, from SQL, which is every mm-hmm. programmer knows it, to JSON, to other modern languages, even open source languages. And so we at Rocket, for example, we have an amazing summer internship program. We bring high school and college students in the summer, and we have them work on mainframe projects. They have no idea they're accessing mainframe data because we virtualize it and make it look like any modern data store.
So if I understand, all this data, everyone's having a mainframe, they're using it, but the dark data, you actually have these systems that are helping them shine the light on them so it becomes usable data.
Right, and usable however you want. If you want to use it through an analytics lens, you can do that. If you want to use it through a mobile application, you can do that. So we enable that data to participate in any type of solution that the customer wants.
So this is good in that customers don't need to rebuild everything. They could use existing what they have, which probably saves money. But here's my question.
And makes it more secure.
Oh, how?
So without moving the data, so obviously everybody knows about, you know, data hacks and data security today. So every time you move your data from the mainframe somewhere else, you're making a copy of it. So you protected it very well in the mainframe. Now it's moved somewhere, and then it gets moved somewhere again, and then it gets moved somewhere again.
So you don't
again.
Have that problem at all.
And so with our technology, you leave it on the mainframe. It's completely secure. You don't have to make copies of it and worry about all of those copies.
So here's the question. This sounds, yes, a value. It's great for the IT people. But what about the CEO?
So, again, in the Fortune 100, everyone has a mainframe. And you're looking at that mainframe, am I getting the most investment out of that as possible or getting the most return on the investment as possible? What about the technology? What about
my workforce who's in place taking care of that mainframe, what is going to happen to that mainframe into the future. And so with our technology, we're making your mainframe future-proof, if you will. So you don't have to worry what's going to happen with that investment in the future. You can leverage that mainframe along with all of your other IT infrastructure to solve problems well into the future.
So let's look at problems that CEOs want to solve. CEOs want to move into new markets. CEOs want to get greater wallet share out of customers. CEOs want to galvanize their whole workforce.
Right.
And CEOs want to understand where technology is going, and they want to, on the offense, capture the opportunities of the digital market, and on the defensive side, they want to protect themselves from digital assassination, from hacking, from anything.
Right.
So how does this help the CEOs with those objectives?
Sure. So as I talk to customers, I put all of that under the category of new customer experiences. CEOs are technically enabling their business to deliver new business services, new experiences, I call them, for their customers. And the mainframe fits perfectly into that. So something you'll commonly hear is, I need to become more mobile-enabled for my customers. I need to deliver new mobile capabilities. With our technology, you can have a mobile application in the hands of your customers, and that can reach all the way back into the mainframe. We were visiting a customer recently who had some back office mainframe applications. They want to bring those to the shop floor or right into the retail store on a tablet. With our technology, you can deliver a new experience to your customer through your sales reps, if you will, your folks on the floor, through modern technologies that reach all the way back into the mainframe. So I think as CEOs are re-envisioning their business, tech-enabling their business, delivering new experiences to their customers, the technology that we provide allow them to do that while leveraging their mainframe.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Andy Unis, who is the co-founder and CEO of Rocket Software, which has built from in his house to over 1,400 people, 43 offices. And I understand you work with actually 43 of the Fortune 50 companies. Is that correct?
We do. 43 of the Fortune 50 are Rocket customers.
Well, give me an example of what type of work you're doing with them.
Well, one of the large financial institutions that we're working with is providing mobile banking to their customers. Their mobile banking application to deliver the highest performance possible connects directly into their mainframe through our technology. And so that's a great example of delivering a new customer experience that reaches all the way back to the mainframe. We're working with another of the Fortune 50 around mainframe authentication, making sure that the folks logging into the mainframe not only supply their username and their password, but also a second or third factor of authentication to make sure that
security,
the folks logging in are who they say they are. And that third factor could be a PIN fob, but it could also be a fingerprint or a facial recognition. So bringing an extra layer of security to the mainframe.
So in a sense, you're bringing biometric authentication into the mainframe. And at the same time, because someone doesn't have to shift and copy everything from their mainframe, there's a lot more safety inherent in the process.
A lot more safety. And so we're doing that with financial institutions and also government institutions who are looking for that extra layer of security and need to deliver that extra layer of security.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're speaking with Andy Unis, the co-founder and CEO of Rocket Software. There's a guitar here we're going to hear when we come back about this amazing culture where they play rock and roll together. They do amazing things. These are software engineers who don't leave, who stay here for years and years. But first, when we come back from break, we're going to hear about a top Fortune, I think, 25 company who Rocket has had a significant partnership with for all these years, and you're going to find out how they built that partnership. Back in a few.
want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Andy Unis, the co-founder and CEO of Rocket Software. And we talked before about this unique value proposition where you've really modernized the mainframe, and you've been the pioneer of that. And that helps CEOs because they don't have to work with their mainframe and copy it, so there's safety, and there's a lot of elements involved there. But you've grown now dramatically. Really, the secret to your growth was an amazing major partnership early in the business. Talk about what that partnership was.
Right. Early in our Rocket history, we had built some technology for the IBM mainframe. We had a few hundred customers on our own, and those customers were very happy, but they really wanted to buy the technology that we built directly from IBM. They were buying the mainframe from IBM, they were buying their core database from IBM, and they were buying some technology from Rocket, but they really wanted to buy it all from IBM. So in 1994, so many years ago, someone from IBM approached me, and we decided that we would license all of our technology to IBM. IBM would put their brand name on it.
That must have been an enormous decision for you.
That was a big decision. We had big dreams when we first started Rocket. But we realized that IBM would be an incredible partner. They had a global reach that we could never achieve on our own. Amazing sales and marketing capability.
Credibility at the top.
Yeah, just and they had a desire to partner. Mm-hmm. They're a really forward-thinking technology company that said, we can't do it all. We want to find good people like Rocket to help us solve problems for our customers. And so we made the decision in 1994 to partner with IBM. Best decision we ever made in the company. It started with one technology that solved a really important problem. Today, over 150 products in the IBM portfolio come from our development lab. So it's a big decision then, but we committed ourselves over the past 20-plus years to being the best IBM business partner that we could possibly be.
Sounds great. So when you talk about you went from 1 to 150, do you have any unique practices in your organization to build innovation?
So innovation is a big part of who we are at Rocket. It's one of the reasons I believe we've been able to be around 27 years and the reason we'll be around for another 27 years. One of the things that we do at Rocket I think is really unique is we create the time and the space for our engineers to innovate. So we don't just talk about innovation being important. We allocate 1 week a year that we call our week for Rocket Build. That's how we branded this week. We don't call it a hackathon because it has a little bit of a negative connotation to call it a hackathon, but it is a hackathon. We bring our top engineers from all over the world to Boston, and we give them a week to create the what's next for Rocket. They get out of their day job. They get out of their office. They come to a facility here
in
Boston.
What time of year is it?
We typically do it in the fall. Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be the third week in October. We have 138 Rocketeers coming. They're going to be working on 23
and
different
projects.
And people,
I have to tell you, call themselves Rocketeer. When I came in
we're
here,
Rocketeers.
I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm a Rocketeer. And there's this insane culture where people love it.
We're
and you
all
said no one ever, almost no one ever leaves. People say, oh, yeah, I've been here 20 years. And, you know.
Look, if you're an engineer and you come to Rocket, you tend to stay. We value engineering. After they're here for their week of innovation, we actually have other innovation weeks in each of our local offices. We mm-hmm. call those Rocket Build Locals, so that innovation thread is running all year round with our engineers.
Let's talk other things unique to your culture. How do you get people to connect with customers? You talked about customer experience. You're helping CEOs build the next customer experience. What do you do yourself?
Yeah, customer experience is really, really important to us. And give you an example. So on our 25th birthday, instead of having a big celebration, I asked everybody in the company, every single Rocketeer, to pick up the phone and reach out and touch a customer and thank that customer for their business and ask them, what more can we do for you? So, hello, I'm Andy Unis from Rocket Software. Thank you for your business. How can we service you better? And every single Rocketeer from me on down, whether you were in sales or marketing or engineering or finance or HR or legal department, it didn't matter. You picked up the phone and you called at least one customer. Everybody's given a list of 10 names, but everybody called at least one customer. And it was an amazing experience. People, customers responded, Rocketeers responded, and now we do that every single month. Every single month we have a day where we call out to our customers, thank them for their business, and ask them how we can do better.
Yeah, how about people in finance? Will everyone in the organization do it, or just a couple of them?
Everyone is,
or just salespeople?
Yeah, everyone's encouraged to do it. The stories that I love the most is someone from finance or someone from IT or someone from HR that said they really didn't want to do that, or it felt a little awkward to do that, but when I talked to them, it was a great conversation. We talked about our families, or we talked about, you know, a vacation that we took, or we talked about music. You know, with our band, you know, music becomes more of a theme that people want to talk about. And it's a really great experience on both ends. And customers really appreciate, we're not calling, asking for anything. We're just saying thank you and how can we do better. It's a really unique thing that we do.
It is, and it's a great idea for all of you. We have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in here. You want to connect with your customers. Get everyone to make those calls once a month. Pick the day, buy them pizza, have fun, and people, like you say, will enjoy doing it.
People love it.
So you just mentioned the band. So what I know that not many people know is you're actually a guitar player, and you've opened up for, is it Aerosmith and Elton John and stuff like that, right?
And Maroon 5.
Wow. So, but here's the thing. Part of the culture, I understand, is around rock and roll. You've 2 minutes left. Talk about what you do there to build a culture.
So I am a musician. I'm a guitarist. I also play the piano. There's so much to say about music, but it's a connective tissue in the company and with our customers. So many years ago, we started this concept of a rocket band, Rocketeers getting together, playing music together. It went from something you do in your basement to something we do on the stage in Las Vegas. And it's an amazing way for Rocketeers to collaborate with each other and to collaborate with our customers and our partners. We've had customers and partners play in our bands.
Do they approach you, or how does that work?
So many customers and partners approach us. You know, I play the guitar, can I join the band? I sing, can I join the band? We had a French horn player from IBM play one of the Rolling Stones songs when we opened up in Las Vegas. It's just a way for everybody to connect with each other, and it's authentic because it's part of who we are.
What songs do you play?
Mostly classic rock in the room, right. But we also have a funk band, we have a classical music band, we have a jazz band, we have a pop music band, we have all different genres, but when the rocket band plays, it's mostly classic rock.
Your website is?
www.rocketsoftware.com.
Could have guessed that. Well, we're speaking with Andy Unis, and we've heard you don't need to create a rock band, but get people reaching out to your customers. Great having you on the CEO Forum, man.
Thank you very much.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.